Good morning, everybody, and welcome to church. A special welcome to those who are visiting us today or listening online. If I may, there's one special person listening online. She listens online every Sunday. She's not well enough to come here, but today is her special day. My mother has her birthday. Happy birthday, Margaret B. or Mum. Helping us in today's service are our musicians, Adele, Yonglin, and Trevor. Reading to us from the Bible, I hope, is Coral or Trevor. And leading us in prayer is Yonglin, and Trevor will bring us our Bible teaching. We here at Abbotsford Anglican are a group of local people of all ages and backgrounds who come to find meaning and purpose for life by living life God's way according to His Word, the Bible. We invite you to know the Bible with us. Today's teaching continues on, and it's going to be on omnibenevolent. Oh, I had to practice that one. I hope I got it right. The missionary focus is on special religious education and Anglican school chaplaincy. Just you notice the chapel there. That's a very special chapel. Heather and I got married in it. The scripture sentence for today comes to us from Psalm 110, verse 5. The Lord is good and His love endures forever. Please stand and join with us in our first song, Worthy of All Praise.
Yes, our God is worthy of all praise and honour. He's the King of salvation and the great God of praise.
Jesus, Lord of creation, King of salvation, great God of grace, Messiah, promised Redeemer, our risen Savior, author of peace.
Please take a moment to greet those people around you. Thank you, everybody. Please be seated. Since we have a great high priest who ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. The Bible tells us not to hide our sins from God, our Heavenly Father, but to confess them with a repentant and obedient heart, so that we may be forgiven through his boundless goodness and mercy. We ought to admit our sins to God at all times, and especially when we come together like this, to give thanks for the benefits we have received from him, to offer the praise that is due to him, to hear his holy word, and to ask him to supply whatever we need. So let us approach the throne of our gracious God with a true heart in full assurance of faith and pray together. Merciful Father, we have strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the schemes and the desires of our own hearts. We have broken your holy laws. We have left undone what we ought to have done, and we have done what we ought not to have done. Yet, good Lord, have mercy on us. Restore those who are repent, according to the promises declared to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant, merciful Father, for his sake, that from now on we may live godly and obedient lives, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God desires that no one should perish, but that all should turn to Christ and live. We confess our sins in response to his call. God pardons those who humbly repent and truly believe the gospel. Therefore, we have peace with God. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever.
Thanks, Simon. Well, it's great seeing Zoe here today. Hi, Zoe. It's lovely to see you. Thank you for being here today. Well, we're going to have a little bit of fun time, all of us together now, and we're going to sing a song, a kid's song. But before that, how big is God? Is he higher than a skyscraper? Is he deeper than the deepest sea? Is he bigger than the universe? All right. But God, we've learned over these last 4 weeks in January, all of us as adults and as kids as well, we've learned four big words about God. Here we go. All right, here it goes. It goes like this. Omnipotent. You're a good distance away from here. And what's all omnipotent mean? It means all powerful, right? The other one is omniscient, all knowing. God's knowing. And omnipresent. He's always present, right? And today we're going to be thinking about omnibenevolent. I think that's the hardest one of all four to say, which means God is all good and all loving. And even though God is so big, we can ask the question, well, does he still love me? Does he still know me? And the question is yes, and the answer is yes. And we read in God's word, God's love is higher than the heavens. His faithfulness reaches to the ends of the skies. And we also read, as we'll hear today, I'm convinced, right, the Apostle Paul, that neither death nor life, nor any angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, or any powers, height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Now, this is one of my favourite kids' songs, family songs. I know there's just one kid here, but we're all going to be a little bit kids at heart here as we sing this one, because I think what we remember most as we go through life and get older is the songs that we learnt in kids' church or Sunday school. So this little one, follow along with me as we hear it on the screen.
Our God is a great big God.
Guys.
Well, after that. The Bible reading this morning is Romans chapter 8, verses 18 to 39. You can find it on page 1133 of your Pew Bibles, on the sermon summary, in your notes, news and notes, or follow along on the screen. Before we have the reading, thank you, Father, for making yourself known to us and showing us the way of salvation through faith in your Son. Teach us through your word and equip us for every good work, for the glory of God, for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 18. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. For the creation waits in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God. We know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified. Those He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also, along with Him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we will face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning, everyone. Well, good morning, everyone, again. Can you hear that up the back there? Is that fine? Can you hear it at the back? Thanks, Tanya. Our Bible teaching over January has been thinking on the big O words from the Bible about God. And in particular, we've been thinking about, well, what is the value to us in actually knowing them? So there are many passages in the Bible that we can actually turn to, but each week I've just chosen one passage for us to focus on in order to highlight the various big O words from the Bible about God. And today we're looking at Romans 8, verses 18 to 39. So if you've got it there in front of you, please open up your Bibles. Can I say that today is pretty heavy going, all right? So if you've just woken up and got out of bed, you might just need to every now and then have the person next to you prod you and wake up and keep going. It's pretty heavy going what we're looking at today, and it involves us really doing some deep thinking. And so I encourage you, encourage me, by allowing yourself to engage more readily today than as you do on a Sunday, which you do already, but just a bit more today as we do that. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we don't want to know about you. We want to know you. And we thank you that you know us. The more we know you, the more we know we trust you more. We can go through life realizing, yes, this is worthwhile living life your way according to your word, the Bible, because we know who you are. So please help me today, help each one of us, to, as we hear your word read and preached and thought on, please help me to teach it correctly. And may we experience your Spirit guiding us into the truth about who you are. Challenge our convenient thinking about you, dear God, and enable us to be able to think more deeply and be content with what we know. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 3 weeks ago, we thought on the omnipotence of God, that God is all powerful. Nothing is too hard for God. Everything that God desires and wills, he has the power to accomplish, and he does. The value to us in knowing that God is omnipotent is that we can be certain that whatever God has said, he will do. He has the power to do it, and he will do it. The passage of scripture that we turned to was from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 12 through to 31. God questions Isaiah and his people and God's people. He says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told to you from the very beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground, than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal?" says the Holy One. And the sentence of scripture for the day was, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts." Psalm 145. 2 weeks ago, we thought on the omniscience of God, that God is all-knowing. There is nothing God doesn't know. And the value to us is that we can be certain that in all matters, God knows all the facts better than us. That's a comfort and a helpful reminder, come rebuke. Comfort in that we can be certain that God is aware of everything in our lives. Absolutely everything in our lives. And it's a reminder too that God knows when we sin. We can't pull the wool over God's eyes, so to speak, and think we can get away with not seeking repentance and forgiveness and working with the Spirit of God to be more and more like Jesus. The passage of scripture we turned to was from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 8, where Jesus was teaching the disciples how to pray. And the sentence of scripture for the day was, "Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely." Psalm 139. And last week, we thought on the omnipresence of God, that God is all present. There is nowhere where we are where God is not. And the value to us is to know that the one who has all the power to meet a need and all the knowledge to know how to meet that need is ever present. Always present to do his will and meet that need. God is not like, some of you may remember Bette Midler's song from back in the 80s, I think, "From a Distance," remember? I can hear the song just churning over in my head at the moment. It's going to be there all day, I think. God's not like that, looking at us from a distance. Nor is he beyond us, as if not in another room, oblivious to us, only to come to us when we call him. God is not like that. He never leaves us. God is always with us. His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus is with us all the time. We are the body of Christ. His Spirit is with us. And the passage of scripture we turn to was Psalm 139. "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." And the sentence of scripture for the day was, Jesus said, "I am with you always to the very end of the age." Matthew 28, verse 20. And so today we think on the omnibenevolence of God. The passage of scripture before us is Romans 8, verses 18 to 39, that Coral read to us. And the sentence of scripture set for today is, "The Lord is good and his love endures forever." Psalm 100, verse 5. Knowing the omnibenevolence of God was formative for me in becoming a Christian. I can never remember a time when I didn't believe in God. I think I've told you the story that my brothers and my sister used to know that I was destined for ministry in some respects, irrespective of being, that I had a faith in God, because even from a very young age of about 3 and 4, I used to, whenever one of the chickens died or an animal in the family, I insisted that we had a funeral and that we would pray for the for the family and things. But I believe it was because I had a believing mother and parents who kept their baptismal promises in teaching me about God from the Bible in the life of the local church, as hard as it was. taking me to church and sending me to Sunday school, enrolling me in scripture at school. And when the time came for me to be confirmed, they sought for me from the minister to do so in my mid-teens. It was during my confirmation classes that I understood the goodness of God, the omnibenevolence of our God. More so, how short my goodness was compared to his. I had always thought I was a good boy, and I was often told I was. And compared to others, I thought I was too. And being a good boy was why God loved me and came and died for me to make me right with God. It was during confirmation classes and learning the gospel that I realized it was the opposite. I was not good enough for God. No one is. But God, the good enough one in Jesus, loved me so much that he chose to die for me, to make me good enough to God. When we say that God is omnibenevolent, we are saying that God is all good, perfectly good. There is no intention, no action, or motive, or thought, or feeling, or anything else about God that is not purely good. He is perfectly all good. And God, and good all the time, omnibenevolent. God is good all the time. Taste and see that the Lord is good, Psalm 34. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made, Psalm 145. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever, Psalm 106. And Jesus' own words in Mark 10. No one is truly good except God himself. Although human beings can do good things and should do good things, only God is omnibenevolent. Only God is holy and perfectly good all the time. And with the other big O words about God from the Bible, omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent, God, omnibenevolent, grants us the assurance that what God is able to do, being all-powerful, omnipotent, and able to know all things, omniscient, and able to be always present to carry out what needs to be done, omnipresent, we can have the assurance, the certainty, that what he is able to do and does, he will always do with the intentions and outcomes that are always perfectly good. We bring this fact to passages like the one before us this morning, Romans 8, verses 18 to 39, in particular to the verse 28. Knowing this, we ought to be able to say with the Apostle Paul, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. To be able to say with Job, knowing his story, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The problem for many accepting this is that we project our imperfect and inadequate human understanding of what good is onto God. Good, as understood and carried out by God, is eternally more good than our understanding of what good is. My thoughts are not your thoughts, says God. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. Isaiah 55. Let's just allow ourselves to think deeply on this for a moment, okay? There are many things we don't know and can't know and won't know this side of heaven. Despite wanting to know them now, we want to know them. We want to know them, but we won't know them. We can't know them this side of heaven. There are many things like this. Yes, it frustrates us, and we're left with unanswered questions, doubts, and uncertainties. And we think, surely a good God wouldn't want this to be. But why is that so? Because we're not God, nor will we ever be equal to God, or greater than God, all powerful as He, all knowing as He, and able to be everywhere as He. Nor will we be omnibenevolent, perfectly and wholly good as He. And besides, God doesn't want us to be equal or greater in this sense than He. Because as infuriating as it is to our nature at times, God has made us such with the intent on simply knowing what He has revealed of Himself to us in His Word, the Bible, so that we will be content in letting God be God and us not, to trust Him at His Word. There will be many, many things we will just not know this side of death and heaven. And those things that do happen or not happen, and why. And we will ask the question, what good is God doing in this? As we superimpose our concept of good onto God. And it's okay. It's okay to ask that question. God's big enough, tough enough. He's mighty, He's bigger than a tower, He's mighty, all right? He's big enough. He can handle that. In fact, He loves us. In fact, God has made us such to ask it. Digressing a little bit, it's one of my little little phrases when I used to hear a defence member swear, blaspheme, or use our Lord's name in vain. You know, I would yell out, why God? You know, why this? You know, why God? I used to always be able to link into that and say to them, I didn't know you were a religious person. You know, I didn't know you prayed a lot, you know. And it gets us to think, you know, you don't hear anybody, many of us saying, the fridge. When we hit our toes or hit this. Muhammad. Or this or that. Or you know, some other thing or some other person. It's always Jesus' name, isn't it? Oh, Jesus. Even from the most ungodly Christian who knows nothing about God, they'll say, oh, Jesus. All right? It's because God's made us that way to actually go to the one who can help us the best, whether they realize it or not. Jesus. It's okay to ask those questions. What good, God, are you doing in this? It doesn't mean that He's not doing good or is what's happened, you know, is the situation itself is good. It's that, and neither are we saying that there's no godly good act or intention in behind the scenes in this. We're acknowledging that God is bigger than us. His concept of good is bigger than ours. And we won't know what that is in this side of heaven. But brothers and sisters in Christ, one day when we're looking back over our life, if I can be as flippant as that in terms of looking from heaven, looking back over our lives, if that be the case, and we see our situations, and God was standing next to us as we were going through that terrible time and we were asking that question, why God? Why did this happen? Why did this happen? Then in that space with God beside us, we, without a doubt, hear this, will say, Amen. Because we know in who God is, perfectly there with him at that time. We can't say that now. It's hard. But we will then. God is omnibenevolent. He's made us to be able to ask questions about his goodness. For God has made us such that we might go to the one who could help us the best, that we might find the answer in his omnibenevolence. And remember, as we heard read, he who did not spare his own son for us, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? When we think of the love of God shown towards us in Christ, in the giving up of his Son for us, that we might be right with him, this is our assurance and certainty that God can be trusted to work good in and through all circumstances, whether good, bad, or evil, as we see them. Just because we can't understand why God allows something or not doesn't mean God will not bring some good as he sees it eventually from it. It takes a deep and rooted belief in the omnibenevolence of God to be able to say, I know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. What then shall we say in response to this, writes the Apostle Paul in the passage before us. Look there now at the verses before you. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, hear this is our lot. For your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. For which Paul is able to say in verse 18, I consider that our present sufferings, our present questions, our present doubts, our present thinking, how can you be good in that, God, are not worth comparing with the glory that we revealed in us on that day when we stand with him in heaven in the new creation. God is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, and omnibenevolent. And it really goes without saying, doesn't it? For God to be God, he must be all these things. And knowing this and believing it to be true, is what we as Christians draw on to live confident lives in God according to his word. I mentioned in the first of these sermons that these four big O words from the Bible about God are anchor words. Remember? Are anchor words. Just as an anchor attached to a chain, attached to a boat, helps hold the boat firmly in one place in the water, so these four truths about God from the Bible, held on to by us by faith, God uses to help hold us firmly to the truth about him in the shifting currents of thinking in the world and life's changing tides. Our God, your God, the only God, is omnipotent. Our God, your God, the only God, is omniscient. Our God, your God, the only God, is omniscient, omnipresent. Our God, your God, all's God, the only God, is omnibenevolent. All-powerful, all-knowing, ever-present, and perfectly and wholly good and loving. Thanks be to God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Please join me in saying Psalm 139, verses 13 to 18. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book, before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Please stand and join with us in our next song, Your Grace is Strong Enough.
Grace came down to seek and save. The lost were found and the dead were raised. Grace rang out, the nations came in honor of the King. And when they gather, I will be there, and this will be my song. Your grace is strong enough, your arms are wide enough. Let the sinner call your name. We are lost without your strong. It burst the walls, the heart of God reaching out to all. Grace so loud, it must be told, the hope of all the earth. A new day coming, dawn will arise, the world will see your light. Your grace is strong is coming, Jesus our Lord, and every knee will bow. And when I see him, this I will say, your love is better than life. Your grace is strong enough, your arms are wide enough. Let the sinner call your name. We are lost without your grace. Your love is deep enough, finding every one of us. Every nation stand and say, all our hope is in your grace.
Please join me in affirming our faith, what we believe. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Father, you call your children to walk in the light of Christ. Free us from darkness and keep us in the radiance of your truth. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Heavenly Father, our King and our Lord, who reigns over all things on this earth and in heaven, we praise you. Thank you, Father, that nothing can separate us from your love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate from your love. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Almighty everlasting Father, who first loved us with an unconditional love, we humbly come to you with repentant heart, deciding to turn to you and your light away from darkness so that all of what is in us can be revealed to you. Please forgive us and renew our spirit and zeal for you. We pray for our linked missions for February. Almighty God, who commanded us to love you with all our mind, look with your gracious favor, we pray, on the teaching of special religious education in our two local schools, Rusley and Abbotsford, on those who teach scripture, and upon all those who are Anglican school chaplains in Anglican schools. May the children hear your word, enjoy their lessons, and grow in their relationship with you. In the name of Christ. Amen. Now we pray for local governments. Please pray for, we pray for the mayor and deputy mayor of Canada Bay Council, Michael Magna and Joseph Cadaro, and all council members in our local council. May you grant them wisdom to govern with justice and allocate funds on the projects that are priorities for our community and the good of all residents. Please keep them away from corruption and power. In the name of Christ. Amen. Now we pray for the world. God of nations, whose kingdom rules over all, have mercy on our broken and divided world. We lift up the situations in various parts of the world. We pray for U.S.-Iranian conflict, ongoing Ukraine and Russian conflict, political and social instability in Europe due to massive increased refugees, and for the Middle East with the ongoing conflict with Israel. O Lord, bring peace in our time, in the land of our Savior's birth. Banish the spirit that makes for war. Please give wisdom to those who have placed, who you have placed in authority. Rescue the captives, shield those in danger, and bind up the brokenhearted. For those fighting for justice, may they be strengthened by your grace. For those walking in darkness, may the light of your face shine upon them. Above all, we pray that the peoples of Israel and Middle East will find everlasting hope in you, and in the land of your sons, redeeming death and resurrection, turn hearts to look to you, the Savior, and live. Bring peace, Lord, while we wait for Christ's coming and rule. In the name of Christ. Amen. We pray for our community. We pray that our churches will be effective in reaching out our city, and that God will raise up another generation of gospel workers who can continue the task in the future. Sydney being projected to reach 8 million in 2050, we need a harvest field full of workers to reach that field. Please stir the hearts of next generations, both men and women, to commit their future to you. In the name of Christ. Amen. We now pray for local church. Thank you, Lord, for the local church where we can grow together as family of Christ. We praise you for new members who have been added to our congregation, Bible studies, and playgroup in the recent months. Please continue to work through our leadership team, senior pastor, parish council, wardens, and all our congregation to love you and your people deeply and reach out to those who have not yet committed to accept you as their Lord and Savior. Please give us opportunity to share your gospel without fear at work, home, schools, and shopping centers to meet those who are interested in hearing about you. We may lead by being a good example. Please take a moment to pray in silence for those you know who need God's comfort and healing at the present moment. Thank you, Father, that through all our lives we are learning to depend on you, your word, and your characters, not on our own inconsistent ways and weaknesses. Please help us to break out of our old habits, lethargy, and preoccupation with our worldly desires and concerns. We ask you will graciously and patiently guide us in the path of sanctification. May we be reminded by your truth, you are for us, not against us. Help us to care for one another and love as you have taught us to love. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Be exalted, Lord, above the heavens. Let your glory cover the earth. Keep our nation under your care. Guide us in justice and truth. Let your ways be known on the earth. Power among all nations. Send out your light and truth. Saving works. Hear our prayers, O Lord, who we trust in you.
As we heard at the beginning of the service, there is a special birthday today. But I hear rumours that this month there are some more birthdays. And now we've got a new tradition. We celebrate birthdays at the beginning of the month. So Trevor gets the cake. Wonder who's got a birthday this month?
And your mum has a birthday this month. And I think there's a little girl that has it. Someone else has a birthday this month? Zoe has a birthday this month. Is there anybody else that has a birthday this month? Come up the front, Coral. Come up the front, Zoe. Happy come. Sing, just have to go to the slides. Here we go. Next one. Next one. Keep going. There we go. Next one. Here we go. Here's our song together. Thanks, Adele. Our dear Lord, bless you, shower grace upon you. And next word, let me pray for the two of you, all right? And Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for these, our brothers and sisters in Christ, our two sisters here in Christ, Mother Harmony, whose birthdays we celebrate this month. We thank you that together with them, we belong to your family, the church, and that together we share in all the benefits of belonging through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God bless you both. Want to both blow out the candle together after three? One, two, three. Draw a kick out. Yay! Well done. Happy birthday, everybody. Back out of the news.
Some other announcements in the inside back cover. There's a large number of announcements, and I draw your attention to those. But especially to the Mothers Union Sydney Seminar, which is on Friday the 23rd, and please sign up at the back. Thank you for regularly supporting financially Abbotsford Anglican Church, online or via the offertory box at the back of the church. If you'd like prayer after the service, Jeff and Barbara would be happy to pray for you. Please come to the front of the church. And after church, please stay for morning tea.
If any of you are wanting to join a Bible study group, please, the Thursday night one is growing. We've got about 12 there now in our meeting, and it doesn't matter. We're meeting in the foyer area from 7:30 through to 9 o'clock in the evening. So if you're wanting to join one, please, especially if you're new to the church here or listening in online, please come. It's 7:30 through to 9 o'clock. And over the next 2 weeks, we're actually looking at an overview of the Bible and giving the people who come along questions just to simply ask about the Bible. Can I trust it? How big is it? How many? All those sort of big questions about the Bible itself.
And if you do come on Thursday, we're a pretty rowdy group, so just bear with us a bit. Please stand and join us in our last song, My Heart is Filled with Thankfulness.
My heart is filled with thankfulness to him who bore my pain, who plumbed the depths of my disgrace and gave me life again. My heart is filled with thankfulness to him who bore my pain, who plumbed the depths of my disgrace and gave me life again, who crushed my curse of sinfulness and clothed me with his light and wrote his law of righteousness with power upon my heart. God is filled with thankfulness to him who walks beside, who floods my weaknesses with strength and causes fears to fly, whose every promise is enough for every step I take, sustaining me with arms of love and crowning me with grace. My heart is filled with thankfulness to him who reigns above.
Of the scripture of sentence today. The Lord is good and his love endures forever. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give of ourselves to your service and live this week in love to one another and to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.